listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, snapping the controllers onto the side of our body. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
And your buddy, Mike the Ghoul here, going to talk about some stuff near and dear to my heart, for sure. Nintendo had a big announcement recently, didn't they?
They did. We're about a couple weeks off of recording this time. From when they just announced the Switch 2 is going to be in development. It's the worst kept secret in video gaming right now. Because for a year, we've heard rumors that they're making a Switch 2 that will be larger than the Switch, will be called the Switch 2, and it's basically just a bigger Switch. And that's what we got. It's bigger, stronger hardware, bigger screen, magnetic controllers on the side instead of the clicky ones, and it will play almost all the Switch games, which I think means that there's probably some, like, ones with specific type of motion control that aren't going to work, but...
That was my thought, too. Yeah. Like, maybe the Ring Fit Adventure stuffs wouldn't really translate over, but they were pretty adamant that this would be backwards compatible, which is a big draw for me, because, you know, usually Nintendo does not do that. Yeah. So I'm excited, because I put a lot of, you know, money into my Switch, and I got a lot of games on there that I'd love to port over, because I'm buying one of these 110%, sure. But, like, if I couldn't bring over my catalog, it would be depressing.
I mean, in fairness, Nintendo has been fairly good, at least on the portable systems, for backwards compatibility.
That's true. That's true.
Game, and it was GameCube could play on Wii, Wii could play on Wii U, and then, like, every Game Boy system could play at least the previous Game Boy games. Like, Game Boy Advance was the best playing the whole fucking library. But, but to a certain extent, and they've tried to at least maintain one generation back. So, I was... not surprised that the Switch 2 is going to play the Switch, especially because it's still called a Switch 2. It's like, I get irritated that you have like 5 PlayStations out now and they don't always guarantee backwards compatibility to the previous ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Why are they all PlayStation then? Like...
name recognition.
That is it. That's all of it. But when Microsoft has a better track record for backwards compatibility than Sony, like Sony, you're the ones that keep pushing technology. Come on. But we're talking Nintendo.
The other evil corporation.
I don't think Nintendo's evil. I just think they're very protective of their IP. That's a different thing.
In fairness, that's true. And they should. But you know, in this world of everybody's got, you know, a way to get a hold of something. I guess that's fair.
So before we get back to the Switch, there's a fine line. Like, you don't want people adapting something that you're going to be adapting yourself. So, like, if someone was like, I'm going to remake Donkey Kong Country, and Nintendo's like, well, we're going to remake Donkey Kong Country, don't you do that. That makes sense. But, like, they will shut down fan games for things that they're never going to work on. Like, there was a 2D conversion of Metroid Prime, where you, like, used the mouse to aim with it, and then you moved around with the keyboard, and it looked gorgeous. It had great music and graphics, and the control was smooth as shit, and they adapted, like, the first half of the game, and then Nintendo shut it down. And it's like, were you ever going to make a 2D version of Metroid Prime? Because if you weren't, why are you shutting this down?
It's a move that I always found interesting, you know, by these, because it's getting your product out there to more of an audience and maybe making them interested in buying something of yours, you know, by seeing what they were missing. So, or maybe think about bringing these, you know, groups of people that do these fan games and these mods and all that stuff, maybe bring them in and have them work on something, because guess what? People want to play that stuff.
That's the Sega solution. Someone made like a Sega fan game. Maybe it was a cleanup of the Sega CD game, and then because it was so good, Sega brought them in and has had him working on Sega games for Sonic. Like, and you're like, that's smart. He knows what he's doing, and fans loved his game, and now they're buying the new things that you're making with him. Like, Capcom does that. They found the fan game Mega Man X Street Fighter, and they made an official title for one of their anniversaries for Mega Man, and like, they just support the fan community, and they don't shut it down. Nintendo is a little harsh on that, I think, to a degree, but then so Square. The Nintendo 64 conversion of Chrono Trigger that they shut down, even though they never put out another game afterwards for the Chrono series. Like, did you need to shut this down? You didn't need to. You aren't doing anything with the IP.
It definitely just feels like it's one of those, this is mine, you can't touch it kind of moments, you know?
It is. Yeah. It is. Some companies are just a little too overboard with that. But let's pull it back to our main topic, which is the Switch 2. I'll be honest, I'll probably buy it, like, when it comes out. I've bought way too many games for the Switch that I probably haven't played. They're just sitting on my shelf. But at least I'd have backwards compatibility for them. And that's the thing, is, like, I'll pick it up because it's bigger hardware. and it's basically just a Switch again. So if I want to go back and continue playing one of the games that I've been enjoying, or like I'm working my way through the Pixel Remasters for Final Fantasy, slap in the Switch too, work just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I like that it's bigger. You know, I got big, you know, gorilla hooves that my friend calls them. I got big hands. So the Switch, it fits fine in my hands, but it is very awkward to use the triggers when it's in handheld mode. You know, I will use my Switch Pro controller and just, you know, put the kickstand up rather than use the Joy-Cons. They're a little just fumbly in my hands. So I like that it's bigger. I like that they added some ergonomicness to it with the Joy-Con docking when it's off the Switch. I think that's pretty good. It still looks like a horrible controller, and I will not use that. I will use my Pro controller. But I like that they made it bigger. The color scheme I kind of buy. I like that it's, you know, they got this sleek black look. They kept the red and blue in there, but it's subtle. I think it looks sharp. It's got two USB-Cs, I think, now, which is exciting.
Second one,
yeah. So, and it's got some interesting, you know, features that they showed in one of the trailers that I'm intrigued, I'm excited, and I think it should sell very well. I think people will buy this up. I really do.
Oh, I have no doubt. Like, you say it out there, and you just need one good game for it. Some new Zelda. Yeah. I mean, they have a new Mario Kart, but I don't know if Mario Kart's the killer seller that, like... a new Mario or a Zelda is.
You know, hear me out. Like, what if, and, you know, speculate, you know, there's a launch 2025. We don't know. Some people think June. I could see them delaying it to the holiday season even. I don't know. But what if we got, like, Metroid Prime 4, and that was one of the release titles on this? How exciting would that be?
You know, that is the reason why it's backwards compatible and it's just the Switch 2, is because Metroid Prime was supposed to come out for the Switch, and it keeps getting delayed.
It does. And what was that? I think it was 2 years ago when they had a Nintendo Direct and they said, hey, we're scrapping the project.
Yep.
We're starting over. We're going to do this for the fans. And, you know, you've waited 8 years. Just wait a couple more. We're going to take care of it.
Yep.
I feel like the time frame lines up to where maybe we could, and I would be very excited for that. I love Metroid. I think it's one of the greatest franchises Nintendo's put out there. I put it on par with Zelda and with Mario and, you know, some of the other ones. I think it's great. So I hope that maybe that would be, because we just got Tears of the Kingdom, you know, Zelda. Mario Kart 9 is, you know, to your point, what you pointed out, that'll sell, you know, maybe a Mario Party would sell, but give us something like unexpected like that, like a Prime 4, something, you know, a Castlevania redone, something that you just as unexpected, surprise me. And I think that could be really exciting. I think that would boost sales personally.
I think we are likely to see a Zelda within the first year of it coming out. Cause I mean, we've gotten five in the life of the Switch, counting Hyrule Warriors. There were the two Kingdom ones, and then the two
Link's Adventure.
Link's Awakening and the Echoes game. So that's five of them right there.
Yeah.
After what, we had a drought where we only had maybe like one a system at one point. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Metroid fans need more, but yeah.
We do. They realize what they had, you know, with Breath of the Wild. They capitalize on the boom and popularity for Zelda pretty hard. And they delivered. They gave us some really good stuff. The fatigue sat in a little bit, I think, with the world by the end. You know, we talked about that, but it was fantastic to play. It was a great game. We could use a little something different this time. Give us that Metroid, you know, bring back like Contra, do something random. And I think, you know, people would just flock to the stores for it. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's hard to say. We need a new good game from one of their franchises. Metroid's a good one because it's unexpected. Mm-hmm. They want Metroid Prime 4. But we haven't, besides Dread, we haven't gotten a lot of Metroid. But it's hard to think of another franchise that they could bring out that is beloved and owned by Nintendo, but that we haven't seen in a while. Because the Switch has just had so much support from all the games. Like, if you did a new Mario or a new Metroid or something, it needs to be drastically different from what we expect.
We just got Mario Wonder, not even a year ago? So
it was just another Mario. I'm sorry. It really was. I played it. And it was fine.
Keep cranking them out, Nintendo.
It was fun, but it didn't feel like, despite the Wonder Berries or whatever, and how they would change the world, which I didn't feel like they changed it that much. But despite the Wonder Berries being a part of it and being called Super Mario Wonder, if you just called it New Super Mario Brothers Switch, It would have been the same fucking game. It was just a new Super Mario Brothers game with a different name slapped on it. It didn't feel that different or interesting. It wasn't revelatory to me the way that certain other Mario games have been. Like, I'm still chasing that Mario 64 buzz when it was just so different. And the only time it's ever come close to me was Super Mario 3D World.
Right. That was a fun game.
That was a fun one. Mm-hmm. I think another Super Mario 3D game, Super Mario 3D Switch World, I would actually like insta buy that one. I think I would I would spend the 12 hours playing that one just to have a good time on that. Or, and hear me out, get with Square, Super Mario RPG 2.
Ooh, now that would be fun. That would definitely be fun. Like, I was thinking, you know, to your point, like, what could they do? You know, Final Fantasy came to mind, a game you and I both play, but that's kind of lives on every console now, you know, with Square and everything. So what about, like, Donkey Kong? That could be interesting.
Well, we had the two that came out for the Wii U. They did re-release Donkey Kong Country Returns and Tropical Freeze. But a new Donkey Kong game, Donkey Kong Country game. But, I mean, a new Donkey Kong game?
Maybe. Right? Switch it up. Do something different.
Donkey Kong 4. Just go back and just number it number 4.
Yeah. Nintendo loves their numbers. They do. They really do.
Everything that happened with Donkey Kong, out the door. It's 4 now.
Yeah.
I mean, we did get that Princess Peach game, which I actually think I bought. I think I bought it. And, I mean, no one talks about it anymore. So sometimes resurrecting a franchise doesn't even matter. Like, the buzz for Princess Peach Showtime just, like, fizzled. Like, no one's talking about it at all. They'll still mention Mario Wonder once in a while, but, like, Princess Peach, no one cares.
She's not as a character. I feel like, you know, with the new Zelda, being able to play as Zelda, like, that was fun. You've always wanted to play as Zelda, but we've gotten Peach in another game. We got her in Smash. We've gotten her in Mario Kart. Like, it's been done before. So, I mean, you're just slapping, you know, Peach's name on a Mario game and trying to sell it. Like, it's fine, but it's fine.
I did really appreciate Captain Toad Treasure Hunter, but if they made another Captain Toad game, would I care as much? Probably not.
We'll see. You know, there's a lot of really cool things they can do, and the features, it's more powerful, to your point. I'm a little, I don't want to say concerned, but I'm a little curious about the screen. It doesn't look like it's an OLED, so I don't think it's going to be as powerful as the new Switch that just came out, the handheld
Switch
one.
LED,
LED one. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Like, we'll see. I feel like it's mostly done. They're not going to present it like this with some any kind of, like, wholesale changes when it comes out next year. But the screen, I would hope it's a little bit better than the one that we have on the original Switch. That's all.
I mean, honestly, I don't care that much about the screen that comes on it because it stays docked for me and I play it on my 4K. So,
yeah, like, that's true.
A pro controller, 4K screen. That's where my Switch, it's just a console to me as far as I care, because portable gaming doesn't matter that much to me. I'm the weird one. Like, a lot of people love the selling feature of it, being able to go anywhere and you can switch on the go and so forth. And I'm like, sure, that's cool. You got a really good handheld system. I appreciate that you like that. I don't like handheld gaming. I just want to sit on my couch and fuck around for 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't play it much in handheld mode. It's mostly always on my dock as well. But there are games, you know, I'll take, you know, trips with the family or something. I'll bring my Switch. But the games I stick to are, you know, basic, you know, a couple roguelikes or something like that. I don't play, you know, Tears of the Kingdom on there because the controller is clunky to begin with when you're having it in handheld mode. And the screen's just like, at times it just renders a little slow. And like, it just, you know, Nintendo hasn't always been known for their graphics. It does a really good job. I would just hope that they improve that a little bit. If it's the same kind of screen, it just seems like a little boring to me.
Yeah, that's fair. They got to make it interesting for the people. I mean, at least if they've said that they have better hardware that's in, so it's not just like the slight upgrade. It's not like we had with the previous ones where the GameCube led into the Wii and it was just basically a GameCube and a quarter, and then the Wii U came out and it was basically a Wii and a half. Like, it sounds like the Switch 2 is actually powerful in comparison to the Switch, so that's cool. What are your thoughts on the new Mario Kart? Do you care?
I mean, I'll play it, sure. I mean, it'll be fun. I'm interested in the fact that I think they showed, 25 or 20 racers
20
instead
racers
of the typical 9 or 11
block,
it is? So that could be really cool. I think that could lead to some interesting multiplayers and online kind of capabilities with it. But the online features in the Switch and the multiplayer function was really bad in a lot of instances when you tried to, like, you know, play with people when they're buffering and all that. So hopefully there's I would say some of that's on people's internet connection for sure, but I think Nintendo's hardware also was a little lacking with so many people on it at the same time. So,
they've always been behind the times when it comes to the internet. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I haven't really been thrilled about a Mario Kart game since Mario Kart 64. It felt like the rubber banding got worse while the power sliding also got worse against the player. So, like, I struggled with Double Dash in ways that I never struggled with Mario Kart 64. I was really good at 64. and then it's the, most of them have kind of stuck to Double Dash's mechanics or some variation of that, and I just, like, I haven't really enjoyed the driving in those games. Like, I can get through Bronze Cup and it's fine, but the second I start getting into, like, the upper cups at, like, the higher speeds, I know it's not bronze. I know it's the four simple tracks, but you got what I meant.
Mushroom, Flower, Star Cup, whatever.
The second I move into, like, 100cc and everything gets harder, the rubber banding gets so annoying that even if I'm driving well, I lose. And I'm not a pro enough player at Mario Kart to be able to keep up with it the way they want me to. And I'm just like, you kind of pushed me out of here and I don't care.
Yeah, some of the most fun I think we'd get with a new Mario Kart game is watching, you know, the speedrunners and the people that just destroy the these games, break them, and then find the shortcuts and the things Nintendo missed. I think that's the most exciting thing for new Mario Kart. It's just Mario Kart in an updated skin with some more players. It'll be fun. It's going to be a good time. Mario Kart's a fun game. But as far as, like, you know, that being the flagship game that's launched for it, it would be fine, but it'd be a little weird.
It's a little weird, especially since they've been continuing to maintain Mario Kart Deluxe this whole time. Like, it just got an expansion pack, so now you're like, well, we're going to do Mario Kart 9, and you have to buy all of it again. That smacks of, like, Maxis and The Sims, you know?
Yeah. That's very Nintendo, though. That's very Nintendo. Hey, you bought a $60 game, you got to buy a $30 this, and you got to buy a $20 that. Oh, you bought everything? Guess what? Here's the new game. Spend again. Like, it's very Nintendo. But
I guess
have maintained Deluxe, like you said, for an extended period of time.
True. It's a thing of, like, if I were someone who was into Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and I bought all this stuff, and I've been keeping up with this whole time, and then, like, Mario Kart 9's coming out, and you can buy all this stuff instead, I'd be like, do I care? My Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is going to work on the Switch 2. How much do I care?
We'll see. I mean, unless we get a completely, like, new game with new mechanics.
Which might be why the 20 characters is the limit now.
It might be. But, like, a different power-up, something different. You can't just double the size of something. Like we did just kind of get with Tears of the Kingdom and expect it to sell as well as the other one did. Now, like, apples to oranges a little bit, but you took game and just made it twice as big.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing with the amount of players in a race. Like, that's all you're doing.
I literally just quoted this at my wife about something else, but it's the 22 Jump Street. It's the same case, do the same thing.
Yep.
That's very nice. that Mario Kart 9 coming out feels like that right now. It's the same case. Do the same thing.
Cue that meme from The Office. It's the same thing. Like, you know, like, it's all it is. But, I mean, it sells. And Nintendo wouldn't be doing it if it didn't sell. And they have a great following and you know, all that. Like, people are going to buy it.
The Switch era was marked by a lot of good games, but also a lot of, let's redo the Wii U games that we put a lot of money into that no one bought. Tropical Freeze coming out again. Mario Kart Wii U Deluxe, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Like, effectively, by the time all the stuff was out, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe became Mario Kart 9. It's what it would have been otherwise. Switch didn't get that. The Switch got a lot of games that came out elsewhere and then got released again. Okay, fine, whatever. It's fine. Mm. But at a certain point, it's the same thing. Like, if Mario Kart 9 is too much like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which was Mario Kart 8, then it's going to feel like they're milking the franchise. If they come out with a third Zelda game and it's just fucking Tears of the Kingdom, but slightly bigger again, I'm like, no, I'm not falling for it this time, Nintendo. I'm not falling for it.
I think we talked about that they've gone about as far as they could with Tears of the Kingdom. We got to get a different Zelda, and I think that's fair. We could use a little bit of different with Mario Kart then too, to your point.
But
we really could.
But this time it's Tears of the Kingdom, but you play as Zelda.
Sure, I guess.
Same game. It's the same case.
Yeah, I'd almost rather just see the 100 Years of Zelda in the cocoon and just kind of sit there and that's the game. Mm. Play it. And I loved Tears of the Kingdom. It was a fun game, but I don't need the same thing again.
I don't need it again.
It's
too much. It's just, yeah. I got bored. And I got bored with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And I'm going to get bored again with some of these. I got bored with Mario Wonder. And, like, that was fun, but it's like, I've played this game. I played it a bunch of times already in all the new Super Mario Brothers games. It's fun, sure, but at a certain point, I'm like, I don't need to finish this. I've seen this game.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's my big concern. The Switch 2 is the Switch. Great. Mm-hmm. I'll take the upgraded hardware at some point. I didn't buy the OLED one, so I'll buy the upgraded hardware for this when there's, like, a killer app I care about.
Sure.
Super Mario RPG 2. Nintendo, listen to me. Pair up with Square and do that, and I'll buy. I mean, you already built the engine. You just remastered Super Mario RPG. Go make Super Mario RPG 2. It's what we've all wanted all along. But
yeah, I'd love to see that.
That'd be great. All right. But, like, if it's just Mario Kart 9, Super Mario Wonder 2, Tears of the Kingdom 2, or whatever you do, Tingle's Magical Kingdom, whatever you fucking call it, I'm not going to consider it a killer app. I got the games I want for it already. I will wait until a killer app comes out. And that's the problem I've had with some of the consoles right now. I finally bought a PS5 so I can play the Spider-Man games, because I hear they're great. And they are great, and I like having them on there. I'm going to buy, like, the Final Fantasy VII remasters and 15 they're and 16. Fun. Yeah, and just they're be a dumb weeb about that. I need a PS5 for that. So I finally had killer apps. I bought it. We're almost to the end of this console generation. And I still, despite the fact that I'm a fucking collector, I still haven't bought an Xbox Series. At all. There's not been one game for it that has been specific to Microsoft that I'm like, I need to buy that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'll pick up one of them on clearance at some point just to have it on my shelf. And then I'll be like, I'm done. And maybe I don't even do that. Maybe at a certain point I'm like, I've bought enough of this dumb tech. Maybe I don't need this anymore.
But you do need it. But you do.
I do need it. I know.
I mean, it.
We're getting
an upgraded Switch that should be more powerful with some new features. Yeah. I think that's a win.
I'll buy
the
Switch at some point. Yeah, long as there's a good game, and it's Nintendo. Yeah. At some point they'll put out something like, I need that.
Yeah, I'll play that. Now I'll buy because of that.
Or
it will,
like,
happen.
All it's going to take, I'm honestly, it doesn't even need to be Nintendo. All Konami has to do is, like, here's the next Castlevania collection, you dumb weeb. Come buy our Castlevania collection. It's on the Switch 2. But, like, motherfucker. I'll get the Switch 2 while I'm at it.
Yep. It'll be fun. It'll be good. I'm excited to see what it is. I'm excited for them to launch it. You know, next time they come out, there's a Nintendo Direct in, I think, like 40-50 days or something. We can, you know, talk a little bit more when that comes around and kind of about what happened from there and a recap from our end. But, like, it's gonna sell. It's gonna be great. We've heard the rumors, like you said earlier. You know, it's gonna be a fun ride the next 12 to 18 months till it comes out. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm there eventually for it. Mm-hmm. I come around to Nintendo on just about everything. I've been a fanboy since the NES. They will eventually always be that fry meme of shut up and take my money. At some point, it will happen.
Yep. They are the OG of video game consoles, unless you count Atari. More often than not, you had a Nintendo growing up before you had a Genesis or you had a Sega Master System. So this is something that a lot of us grew up with. So it's been a part of our lives for 40 years. You know, it'll continue to be a part of our lives for another 40 years if we're lucky, you know?
Yeah. All right. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, putting out our kickstand. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
And I'm going to go sync my controller to the game and start playing Mike the Ghoul out as well, everybody.
We will see you all next time.